Now, please welcome our next contestants, Lisa Bennett and David Smead. I love this when this happened. We have a married couple on our stage. Competing against each other. This is how they work out their issues. And you're visiting us. Where are you visiting us from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Just outside of Atlanta.
Just outside of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And what brings you to New York?
We mainly came to go to the New York City All-Day Sacred Harp Convention to sing.
Yes,
to sing. What kind of singing is it?
Sacred Harp, it's shape note singing. It's a very old style of singing. A lot of songs about death.
Oh, yeah.
Memento mori.
Right, okay. Yeah. Uplifting.
Yeah, exactly.
You are going to love this game. It is called Cookie Monster Vocals, and lucky Jonathan Coulton.
Yes.
He's going to explain to you what's about to happen.
So, in death metal, some singers sing with this kind of gravelly voice that people like to call Cookie Monster Vocals. You're both nodding your heads as if you're like, yeah, we know death metal. Because obviously nothing says death metal like a delicious cookie. Now, in this game, we are focusing on Cookie Monster's habit of confusing pronouns, specifically I with me. So I am going to, or if I were Cookie Monster, I would say, me am going to replace all of the I's in a song with me's, and you then have to tell me the song's title as Cookie Monster would sing it. It makes perfect sense. Here's an example for you.
Oh yeah, me will tell you something. Me think you'll understand when me say that something.
And you would answer, me want to hold your hand.
Of course we would.
Of course you would. The winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round. The loser will get a delicious cookie, so really everybody wins.
Me saw him dancing there by the record machine. Must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. Me could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me. Yeah, me. Me could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me. Yeah, me. Sing it.
Lisa? Me love rock and roll.
Yeah.
Didn't me see you crying? Didn't me see you crying? Feeling all alone without a friend, you know you feel like dying. Didn't me see you crying?
David and Lisa are looking at each other. They're talking it out. They're saying we both don't know, but that makes us good.
See, lost at sea. You almost have it, Lisa. I can see you're searching the databanks for it.
I am just blank.
Okay.
David's just looking at Lisa. There's no help there. All right, what is it, everybody? Me want you to want me. That's right.
Cheap trick. Yeah.
I actually saw them live.
You saw them live?
Did they not play that song?
At first, me was afraid, me was petrified. Kept thinking me could never live without you by my side. But then me spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and me grew strong. And me learned how to get along.
Lisa?
Me will survive.
Yeah.
It does sound like a caveman.
Somehow
and
more.
And me grew strong.
Me grew strong.
Oh, me, you've been dreaming through my lonely past. Now me just made it. Me found you at last. So come on, now let's try it. Me love you, can't deny it. Cause it's true.
Me do, me do, me do, me do, me do.
Yeah. Okay, this is your last clue.
Me used to think that me could not life was nothing but an awful song. But now me know the meaning of true love. Me leaning on the everlasting arm. If me can see it, then me can do it. If me just believe it, there's nothing to it.
For God's sake, somebody sing the chorus.
I'm sorry.
I believe I can fly. Me believe.
Oh, that
me can
one.
Believe. Me can fly.
Oh, yes, yes. I've scrubbed it from my memory banks. I got it stuck in my head really badly a lot.
It's all that Cheap Trick you've been listening to.
Well, Greg, that's the end of our game. How did our contestants do?
Well, the audience got two. David, I'm sorry to say you didn't win, but for making it through the game, we do have a cookie for you. And we know you're vegan, so it's a meatless cookie. Lisa, you're a winner. That means you're going to be back with us for the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll find out whether our VIP Lewis Black is really a drama queen. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.